Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, extend your puff and heal others starting today. In your home, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Well, it's that time again. It's 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your spiritual business alive with your coach, Cindy Sharp. And this is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, where we support struggling healers to heal their business and create raving, loving fans in a fast 15-minute platform. So welcome. So glad that you came again today to share some time with me. And we have a really great subject today. And, you know, I always say that because there's never a day, ever a day, that learning something new to implement into your business, to opening your heart to the prosperity and the love and the healing work that you have to do on this planet, there is never an idea that is not right for you if it feels right. So what I always say is to kind of pay attention to some of the things that we talk about in this show. See what really feels right for you, and what feels right, take it and run with it. And what doesn't feel right, that's okay. You don't have to listen anymore. Don't you love that? That's the beautiful thing about these fantastic podcasts. So today it's, what's the easy way to get a client today, or do you get a client this week? You know, a lot of times, part of this beautiful experience of being called on this mission to help heal, to help in a, you know, homeopathic or wellness way, or in a coaching way, however that looks to you. You could be a yoga instructor. You can be a life coach. You see my point here. However that looks to you, in a healing way, a lot of times we struggle because we accept our gift, we move out, we go, yay, this is what I'm supposed to do, woo-hoo, you know, whippy-doo-dah, I am right in the right place. And then, bam, we go from that kind of spiritual energy, that kind of download that we've gotten, and then we have to step out into the human business world. And like I always say, there's a fine line between the business world and between our spiritual business. And so we have to figure out how to walk that fine line. And here's one easy way to pull in clients. And this is a great way, whether you have been in business a long time or whether you're new in business. So just stick with me and let's talk about it. And that is, when was the last time you actually sat down this is so easy and so simple. You're going to, you know, it's one of those, you know, oh, I wish I had a V8. You know what I mean? It's like one of those, you know, you smack yourself on the side of the head and go, okay, yeah, duh, that would be easy. And that is, when was the last time you actually sat down and got on the phone and started calling and making appointments with past clients, friends, family, your other sphere of influence? It could be acquaintances. It could be people that you know that are even in the same modality that you're in, you know, that may possibly need their own support and their own love. So when was the last time that you did that? And is there a right way and a wrong way to just pick up the phone? And I'm going to say that, you know, sometimes you just have to inspirationally go off some of the messages that you get, and you'll think of somebody. So all of a sudden, Joanne will come to your mind, and you know, bam, I need to reach out to her. And then other times, you can do it in a little bit more of a business systematic way. And that is where you actually kind of get out a list of all the people that you've either worked with in the past or the people that you'd like to work with. There's no, again, wrong or right here. If you have past clients, these are obviously, you know, some pretty easy people to reach out to because they've already worked with you. So here's how it's going to work in more of a messy way than just the inspired, loving, you know, I got a little bit of a tap or a nudge from the divine and I called Joanne on the phone, okay? So first off, it's really important to do these steps. And there's a reason to do these steps because it moves the person to a place where they can, if they need your healing, if they need the energy that you have for them, if they need the advice you have for them, it moves them to a place where they can easily say, hey, I need some help. So let's see how that looks. So first off, it's really important, you know, if you're not getting that inspired movement, that, oh my gosh, I just need to reach out to that person right now, if you're not getting that feeling, is to really set up a time with them. And when you set up this time, it's really important that this is not a business call. You are not calling them to get more business. You are not calling them to tell them about the latest and greatest thing that's going on with you. You are not calling them to tell them about a new healing therapy or a new thing that you learned that you want them to see if it's going to work for them. It's none of that. This is a, I was thinking about you call. You know, you came to mind. Or I was thinking about something that we worked on together. You know, let's say that you are healing somebody from a certain particular condition or pain, or that they went through a family struggle, or you were coaching them on something that, you know, you can touch bases back with them about that, but it's not a business call. It is just, I'm touching bases with you in a loving way. And you're going to reach out to them, and you're actually going to make an appointment for the call. And you're going to, it's simple as, hey, you know what? Is there a way that I could call you tomorrow? Is morning or afternoon better? You just pick a time. Keep it simple. The second step is, don't forget to send them a reminder. So after they say yes, that would be perfect. And you can do that, you know, reach out to them any way that feels right to you. I mean, nowadays we do things through, you know, email and texting. Sometimes we do it through social media. There's no wrong or right way. Just reach out in the way that you know will be the best way to reach them. Send them a loving reminder and just say, and in that loving reminder, say, I'm so looking forward to talking to you tomorrow at 11, whatever the case may be. And I can't wait to hear how things are going for you. Nothing about business, nothing about you, nothing about anything but them. I can't wait to hear how things are going for you. And wouldn't it be the greatest thing on earth is that you actually picked up the phone and talked to people that said, oh my gosh, you know, that thing that we worked on together has completely changed my life. And things are going so much better for me, and so on and so forth. You know, what a beautiful blessing that would be. And then at the same time, sometimes people still are stuck in a little bit of a struggle and need your help. And that's what this call is about. This call is about support. This call is about love. This call is really about accepting what you have been given, your gift, and allowing that to happen in a way that you can speak to people and talk to people and share with people, and they can share with you. And it's about building that loving relationship that we've talked about. So the goal of the call is to make sure that you have a very clear opening message. And the opening message, again, has nothing to do with business. It has nothing to do with what you do. The opening message is this simple. I've been thinking about you. You can implement maybe something that you've worked on before or you've talked about before. You know, obviously, if you were helping somebody, you know, heal through the death of a parent, let's just hypothetically say, you know, you could bring that in a loving way, bring that up. I've been thinking about you and the stuff that you're going through, and I'm just checking in. How are you doing when it comes to this? Or how are you doing? That simple. And then stop talking. Just listen. Nothing else. Just listen. And just be there for them. Be there for them in that healing, supportive, loving way that only you can do for that person. And remember, through this listening, there's a good chance that maybe something will come up that they need support on or that they need help on. And you could do a wonderful invitation to come back and set that up. It could just be this is a touch-based call. So either it's going to fall into one of three places. It's going to fall into it's just a touch base and you're just, you know, kind of, you know, letting them know that you're still there, that you still love them, that you still care about them and you still have your healing arms wrapped around them. The other call that happens often is, oh my gosh, I've made so much beautiful movement forward and I can't be in bigger gratitude for you. And I thank you so much for reaching out to me. And then the third place that it lies in is, you know, I love the work that we did together, but I'm still struggling with this. And I have to tell you, out of those three places comes into I'm still struggling with something. Why? Is it not that you didn't do a good job? Is it not that your work isn't the perfect work for them? No. It's because we're spiritual beings in a human experience, and struggle happens to us. It's just part of who we are and part of what happens. So what happens when that happens is it gives you the opportunity with your listening, not with a lot of talking, but to invite them back. This is when you can say, you know, there's something new that I've been doing, and clients are really getting, you know, a lot out of it, and I'd love to invite you back. And that's when you can tell them if you have a special or just set up an appointment. And it's easy as this. Instead of getting into a big hoopla, it's just get very simple and say, I really hear that you're still struggling with this. Let me go ahead and set you up this next week. You have time this next week, or I'm open on Thursday. Could you come in and let's do an hour with me? Are you ready for that? And just go into it very quickly. It's not a big deal. It's simple. There is
an easy way to get clients, and you can do this with anybody.
It doesn't have to be a past client. It can be a family member. It can be somebody else that you know through your healing business or a friend or a fellow coworker. It's all about just being in service to them. And, you know, what I do is help people create raving, loving fans. And there is nothing like creating a raving, loving fan when they know you haven't forgotten them, when they know you care enough to listen, when they know that you just care. And that you're there in your support, in your loving way. So that is our show for today. And what I usually like to do at the end is kind of do a little bit of a review
And I also like to, so I like to do a little bit of a review, and I like to leave you with something. So first off, I want you to look back and think, how many people have you touched
this week? People have you touched this week?
How many people, I'm sorry, I keep saying that over and over because my dog is just about ready to bark and I'm trying to get her not to. How many people have you touched this week? Have you touched quite a few people?
Have you touched anybody? How many people have you reached out to and made a phone call to that you've let them know that you're there for them, that you think of them, that you love them? So I would like you to think about what we've talked today. Think about the four easy steps of making this appointment. Remember, it's not a business call. It is just a loving call.
Think about, who have I not talked to in a long time? Make a quick list and just do it. It's really easy. It's really simple. It's really loving. And it has absolutely no stress in it. It is not a sales call. It's a loving, I love you call. This is Cindy Sharp. That is your 15 minutes to thrive to keep your loving spiritual business alive. And you can look me up at for my other wonderful goodies that I have for you. Sending you love, light, and as you know,
a big kiss. Have a great day.